Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We begin the 11 a.m. hour with some breaking news from Williamson County, a breaking story from paulkoharski.com and from Chad Withrow and tnhighschoolfootball.com. Chad, I'll let you take it from here, and Paul is joining us by phone. He is on his way to the Titans open locker room at St. Thomas Sports Park.
Yeah, and I mean, we can bring Paul on also because I'm going to be reading directly from his story, but it's a big story. Ryan Fowler, former NFL linebacker, to kind of sum things up, he was a defensive coordinator for Ravenwood. He took a job outside of football. Of course, Reggie Grimes' father was then hired as defensive coordinator, leading Reggie Grimes to transfer from Mount Juliet to Ravenwood. He's the top prospect in the state of Tennessee. So that's one part of this. Ryan Fowler now a volunteer assistant at Ravenwood High School. Leading up to the game against Brentwood, he donned pads in practice. And apparently, Paul, I know that you in the story, right, this is something that had been done before. But this time, he hit a kid in practice, and the kid suffered a severe concussion, hasn't been back in school since. Just a crazy story.
It's been done before, and to the delight of the kid. So not an infrequent thing, but not a smart thing. And I think it's important to note early and often that there was this was an accident. And it's the kind of play in a drill, I'm told, that could easily happen kid on kid. It was a pulling offensive lineman, the kid, who we're not naming here just because he's a minor and it feels like the right thing to do. And our understanding is he's not been back to school since this. But Fowler was playing the role of an outside linebacker, filling the gap. And the kid was a pulling offensive lineman coming around, and there was just a violent collision. And it's the kind of violent collision that could have happened kid on kid. It does not seem to be a very good judgment by Matt Daniels, the head coach there, overseeing it. I would think the buck stops with him, by Ryan Fowler, whether kids had loved that he had done this in the past or not. For a 37-year-old former NFL player to be in a position where he could hurt it. And that's what happened here. So certainly it's unfortunate. I'm sympathetic on all ends here, but the TSSAA says, you know, it's a violation of their thing that says only eligible kids could practice, but that's the least of their worries, and that they're looking at it from a liability.
Yeah, let me read the
from a liability.
And Paul, I thought Matthew Gillespie, the assistant executive director for the TSSAA, did a great job responding to this with their statement. I'm going to read directly from the statement from the TSSAA. The TSSAA bylaws state that only students who are enrolled and in regular attendance at a school may participate in practice. If a football coach were to suit up in pads, that would not only be a violation, but the school should be more concerned with potential liability issues. If the coach were to injure a player in that scenario, which happened in the scenario, a potential TSSAA rules violation would be the least of their problems. On a side note, there was a school a while back that was penalized for having a former player who they invited back who suited up and went through drills with players. No injuries, but it was a violation of the rules since they were not enrolled at the school. Again, a potential liability as well, putting a college-age kid on the field with high school kids. Now, let me expound upon that a little bit. It's one thing to put a college-age kid back against players he may have played against in high school if he's a freshman, sophomore, or junior in college and going back and messing around with a team. It's a completely different thing for a 37-year-old, longtime NFL linebacker who's still in really good shape to put on pads and go out there and practice. Now, this was an accident.
Clarify a couple things here.
Yeah, go ahead.
By pads, we're talking shell. They weren't in full pads. Shells are the light pads that are kind of the under pads, but they're still readying people for a degree of contact. He's still in a helmet. It's still a physical drill scenario. And so that's an important thing here. I reached out to Fowler through two phone numbers and an email address I had for him. He's obviously the last piece of a story here. Once you have all the facts, you then go to the person involved to seek comment and to present to them what you've gathered. And he did not respond to a couple, didn't answer the phone at either of those numbers, did not respond to texts to either of those numbers. Did not respond to an email to either of those numbers, nor did the communications official for Williamson County Schools, who we were referred to. So this could be developing. We could hear from those people now in reaction to the story. We don't know.
Well, and I contacted Matt Daniels last night about it, and you wrote it in the story, Paul, but he referred to HIPAA laws in terms of talking about the kid and the injury, wouldn't comment on that. Asked him specifically if Ryan Fowler donned pads in practice. Didn't really get an answer on that. Was referred to Williamson County Schools. I was then informed that Williamson County Schools would be reaching out to me this morning. Instead, I sent an email to Carol Birdsong in Williamson County Schools last night. Heard back this morning. She knew nothing about it. Williamson County Schools said they knew nothing about it. They were in the process of contacting Matt Daniels to find out what was going on. Paul, it appears that you're the only one to get a response from Matt Daniels at this point, and he referred you back to Williamson County Schools, correct?
Yeah, I spoke to him. I texted with him about 40 minutes ago, I guess, and he said, referred me back to Birdsong. So, I mean, I understand they need to shape their message and get their ducks in a row and all of that. Hopefully they understand that, you know, we have plenty to report.
Well, and here's what's surprising to me about this more than anything else is that
where we don't want somebody else to report the story first, obviously.
Yeah, and what's surprising to me about it, Paul, quite honestly,
it's
is
a couple
that
weeks old.
I heard about this days ago, and it happened 2 weeks ago. I mean, this is something that this happened on September 18th, and Williamson County Schools didn't know anything about this. I mean, that's an incredible job of keeping it quiet, or I'm not getting the complete story right now from them on whether or not they were aware of this going on, because everyone played completely dumb to whatever happened, and this is a two-week-old thing.
Yeah, and you probably need to take this directly to the boss, right? I mean, there was no ambulance called. We both looked into that. So, you know, bad concussion, they felt didn't warrant that, but, you know, I would think something like this happens, you go directly to the athletic director. The athletic director would go straight to Williamson County Schools and say, hey, here's what happened. You need to know. I've got to run, boys. I'll plug back in when I can.
Thank you, Paul. PaulGarski.com with the story that former NFL linebacker Ryan Fowler injured a Ravenwood High School football player at practice during the middle of September. It happened on a Wednesday, September 18th. This through multiple sources at PaulKoharski.com and TNHighSchoolFootball.com. It continues to be a developing story, but one where you have a former NFL player putting pads on, shells or not, helmet on, according to the report, and injuring one of the Ravenwood offensive linemen who was pulling through a gap. And he's been out of school and off the practice field for over a month, or right at a month now, with concussion-like symptoms.
And we'll continue to update you when we get more information. I'm sure Paul will through PaulKoharski.com also. He did a good job compiling everything in the info with this story. And we'll take calls on it a little bit later in the show because I'm sure some people want to discuss this. Like Paul said, I'm also sympathetic in that this was an awful accident. It wasn't like Ryan. I don't think Ryan Fowler went out there intending to hurt anyone.
Right.
I'm sure he feels awful about what happened.
But it's just something you can't do.
It's something that you can't put yourself in position to do is the problem. And someone's got to understand that at Ravenwood.